Okay, what this file will do is make you know deep down inside that you are a sissy. That's right, that's what it'll do. It'll also make you deal with confrontation a bit differently. Instead of fighting, you will instead discover that you are wetting yourself to distract anyone who might be bullying you, to make them know that you are a little sissy. It will also make you feel unable to perform with beautiful women, feeling very much like a sissy, and if one comes on to you too much, you will lose control then, as well. That's pretty much what it does.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything. But just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance. A trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient.
Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listening as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Deep down inside, you know that you are a sissy. Yes, that's right, a sissy. You need to protect yourself. You need to protect yourself whenever you get threatened or bullied or even overly excited. All of these things could cause you undue stress, undue difficulties, and so you need to protect yourself. After all, what you really are is a sissy. You're someone who acts almost like a 12-year-old girl when they're threatened, when a man threatens you or shouts at you, or when you're in a situation where you feel threatened, where you feel out of control, or even if just simply you find yourself in a situation where a beautiful girl teases you, comes on to you. That's right, all of these situations leave you uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable. You feel, well, simply out of control. And as you find yourself out of control, as you find yourself threatened, as you find yourself afraid, what you're going to see is that you suddenly lose control and wet your pants. Yes, that's right. You pee in your pants or wet them. When you're threatened, when you're in a situation that you don't have enough control over, it just seems to happen instantly, automatically, without a single thought. You don't think about it. It just happens. Your bladder lets go. Not completely. You don't empty it, but you certainly let out enough of it to make the front of your pants completely wet. That's right. Enough to soak the front of your pants. Enough to create a distraction for anybody, anybody who's paying you the wrong sort of attention, be it a man who's threatening or bullying you. Yes, that certainly scares you. Even the thought of it right now is making you almost lose control. Or if it's a woman who's coming up, teasing you, touching you, making you uncomfortable in a different way. You're a sissy. You can't handle beautiful women. They're way out of your league. You don't know what to do. And because you don't know what to do, you just simply, suddenly lose control. That's right. You lose control and pee in your pants. It's whenever you're shocked, whenever you feel that little knot of fear inside of you, or that threat, or even an undue level of excitement. It just simply happens, and suddenly a little wee spurts out, and then a little bit more until your pants are wet. It doesn't end up running down your leg. It just creates a big, wet patch in your pants. That's right. That's exactly what it does. You can't really help yourself. In fact, you don't really control it. It just simply happens. In fact, it leaves you feeling like you need to surrender completely. Your body language needs to show this too, especially when you're threatened. If you're with a woman, it may just happen. But if you're being bullied by a man, you need to surrender. You need to show him what a sissy you are. You need to put your legs together. You need to bring your toes in. And you need to bring your hands up in a position of surrender. That's right. Surrendering completely. And whoever it is that's looking at you at the time that you lose control, you'll find yourself blushing. That's right. You'll blush with the embarrassment of having it happen. But you won't feel guilty. No. You won't feel guilty at all. You'll feel a little bit smug down deep inside. You'll do it because you've avoided trouble. You've avoided trouble by acting just like the sissy you are. You don't lose control at other times. You only lose control in uncomfortable situations, in situations that you need to get out of. And because you need to get out of them, you do this. This little surrender that shows everyone just what a little sissy you are. This spot of pee that blossoms in the front of your trousers. That's right. That little spot of pee that happens will distract just about anyone. They'll take one look at it and they'll know that you are a full-on sissy. That you are a sissy all of the time. It's especially profound if you're wearing your makeup and out with friends. If you're out with your friends who like to see you do this, who want to see you a sissy, well, that's when you'll lose the control the most easily. But it really doesn't matter. Whenever you're excited, whenever you're shocked or threatened, it will just happen. But it will especially happen if a man threatens or shouts at you, or a really beautiful girl, any beautiful girl, especially one who wears lots of makeup, teases you. A woman who's wearing lots of makeup teasing you just seems to make it happen. It makes you show her that you're unworthy of her because you're threatened and you're scared of her. You're just a little sissy. You aren't worthy of a woman like this. No, that's right. You're just a little sissy. And because you're just a little sissy, the best you can have is to masturbate. That's right. You're going to masturbate a lot from now on. You're going to masturbate more and more so that you get to the point where you empty your body of all cum so that you really can't have sex with a woman successfully anyway, even if one should choose to have you. That's right. You'll empty yourself masturbating, thinking about women making you feel like a sissy. Imagine them putting on their makeup. That's right. Imagine them putting on their makeup. The look of their lipstick. It seems to go right through you and touches you in a special way as you masturbate. You always masturbate alone, unless perhaps a woman or a man tells you to do so, making you feel even more like a sissy. That's right. And of course, you also masturbate when you think about being made to pee your pants by a real man. No, not some little sissy like you. Someone who's capable of bullying you. Someone who's capable of telling you exactly what they want. Someone who's going to make you suck his cock. And then, When he's done, pull out and come all over your face. That's right, come all over your face like the little sissy you are. In fact, you can almost feel yourself surrendering there. The bloom of wet urine across the front of your pants. Kneeling down in front of the man, his cock just out of your mouth as it comes all over your face. Yes, that's the kind of sissy fantasies you have. I'm sure your friends, your female friends, can probably help you find others. Other sissy fantasies. You love going shopping with your friends. You love being made into a sissy. You are proud of being such a sissy. You are proud of it. And you love the fact that you surrender the way you do. That you do this because it protects you. It makes you safe. Nobody's going to beat you up. No, not like this. You're a sissy. You're not worthy of getting in a fight with. And nobody's going to sleep with you. No, not a sissy like you. Not with you. Not with this big patch of pee in the front of your pants. No, you're not a real man. You're just a little sissy. And deep down inside, a part of you acts like a 12-year-old girl when threatened. You're a sissy. You like being treated like a sissy. You like being dressed like a sissy. It just simply feels like the most natural thing in the world for you. You can imagine your sissy pose, your knees together, your toes turned in, your palms up in surrender, your little blush of embarrassment as some man threatens to beat your head in. You lose control. That's right, you lose control and wet your pants. And the man looks at you and realizes you aren't worth fighting, you aren't worth beating up, you're just a little sissy. He might even realize that maybe he does want you to kneel down and suck his cock. But either way, you'll know deep down inside that you got out of trouble. That being such a little sissy got you out of trouble. Oh, you won't lose control at other times. No, there's no reason to do that. You're not a wetter. You're just a little sissy. That's who you are each and every day. That's who you are deep down inside, and you can't afford to be threatened or bullied. You can't control yourself when you're threatened or bullied. What happens is you wet your pants. It just happens because deep down inside you act like a 12-year-old little girl when someone threatens you that way. That's right. You feel the fear, you feel the excitement, and suddenly your bladder just lets go. It lets go enough urine to soak your pants and make whoever it is that's exciting you or threatening you know exactly what a little sissy you are. You like being made up like a sissy. You like going out and being treated like a sissy. You love being with your friends who like seeing you acting like a sissy. You love all of it. You want to be a sissy from now on. You know you're a sissy. And every single time you pee your pants, it will remind you exactly what you are. It will fix it more firmly in your mind. It will make it more and more completely true. Because what you are is a little sissy. That's right. And that's what you'll always be. And you'll keep coming back to this file and listening to it. Listening to it over and over again. Until you know that's what you are, until you feel it throughout the depths of your body, until you feel it every second of every day, until it is simply what you are. And now, my little sissy, now it's time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and knowing you're nothing more than a little sissy. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, my little sissy.